that's pure nonsense. ZANU-PF has got a lot of support. It has got millions of people that support it. It doesn't need to resort to violence to gain a political traction. I mean, to even say ZANU-PF DNA, as all the members of ZANU-PF are emanating from one same parent, nonsensical. There is nothing like that. If they are rogue elements, they are in every party. I was reading Korta's book, which actually was saying how violent the MDC is. The MDC would call these people rogue elements because that's not part of their political narrative. So if there is anybody who is violent in ZANU-PF, it's not part of our political narrative. It is rogue elements. I repeat, if there is any such people. But at the moment, we're only dealing with allegations and the political mudslinging that's going on. So really, there is nothing substantial to comment on, as far as I'm concerned.
When we talk about, you know, violence in Zimbabwe, is there any way how it can be controlled?
Violence is controlled from the top. Everybody should condemn violence and people should mean it. And the police should arrest anybody who is involved in political violence. We cannot continue on a pathway of national reconciliation and yet some people continue to wound other people. Because how can we reconcile, how can we go into a national healing when you're opening other wounds?